Father's Corner segment. I'm excited to welcome to the program Reverend Wynn Henderson. Wynn, thanks for calling, and it's always good to catch up.
Yeah, Neil, it's great to talk to you, too.
Absolutely. Let's kind of jump right into specifically a topic that you and I have been talking to off-air. You've been doing lots of research, and that's involving catfishing. First, define what catfishing is, and then we can delve into where, how people are doing it, and what kind of dishonesty is happening, and what's the reasons for it.
Okay. Catfishing is pretending to be someone you are not by the use of fraudulent biographical information and or fraudulent pictures.
Wow, okay. It's something that they try different ways of getting to you, right, Wynn? And it's a lot of times in giving that believable lie when you're online and you're vulnerable a lot of times, right?
Right. You have all kinds of scammers in the world scamming all kinds of things. What I'm writing about right now is basically professional scammers, and more often than not from Ghana, who are pretending to be someone else by using catfished pictures of that person so that you think that you're talking to a person who is real but is not the person you're talking to.
Exactly. And a lot of times what they try to do is put stories out there, right, that they're really suffering, they need money, they need some sort of help, right, that is playing that person behind that picture.
Right. There's all different kinds of stories, and there's all kinds of different names that are attached to these stories. For example, Laura Hall is one of the most successful stories for these criminals. It's been going on for years now, and it's taking thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars out of Americans' pockets. And they have pictures of Jessica Ashley. Jessica Ashley is a well-known 2014 Playboy centerfold. And on Instagram and on her site and on other places, she has posted hundreds of pictures. So what the scammer does is he says, my name is, and it could be Laura Hall or it could be something else, and I saw you on the website or on Facebook or somewhere, and I'm interested in getting to know you. And then you start a conversation with this person, and as you ask them for pictures, they send you pictures of Jessica Ashley. And these people have a lot of experience. They're proficient. They've done the scam so many times that they know what your objections are going to be, and they know how to get around those objections. And it's just horrible how they are pulling people into their net where they're catfishing.
It is horrible because a lot of times people are like, wow, and they kind of can figure out the people that are behind that picture, who they can catfish, right? Who seems like they're very easy and vulnerable, right?
Right. These criminals are preying on people who are lonely. And when you're lonely and you're trying to find somebody to fill that loneliness and everything, sometimes you let your guard down, and maybe sometimes you're just naive. I was catfished by Laura Hall, and I'm not stupid, but at the time, I was naive to the tricks that they use to make you think that you're talking to this person.
Yeah, so you were catfished on that. So that's very interesting. So explain what happened on your end, your personal story about this.
Well, that was probably the thing that caused me to want to write this book. Because I figure if they could dupe me, then they could dupe most everybody. And if I could tell the people what type of things they say, what type of things they write, how to get the pictures of the person that you are supposedly talking to confirmed, things like that, that it would save hundreds of thousands of Americans millions of dollars. And as I found out later, I have a figure here for you. The FBI reported $82 million in romance scams damages in a six-month period. Can you believe that?
Holy cow, wow.
$82 million coming out of our pockets by these scammers overseas, and like I told you, they're local scammers too, but we're not talking about that today. It's just these criminals from Ghana, Nigeria, Ukraine, and Russia, and other places that are sucking the money out of the country. Oh, you wanted to know about my particular story? Well, So I started a conversation with this person that I thought was Laura Hall. And she confessed that because of religious convictions that she stopped working for Playboy, and now she's reformed and she's looking for a long-term relationship. So that was her cover story. And it went on for 1 to 2 months with literally thousands of communications between us. And then when I finally found out that she was a scammer, I cut off that communication. But by then, it had cost me hundreds of dollars and an iPhone.
Holy cow. And that's the first thing that you have to watch out for. When they're asking for things and you can't talk to them physically on the phone, where you can't, and looking at pictures they send too, right? When that's the other thing to kind of spot a scammer, right?
Yeah. Here's a tip for you. If you're talking to somebody that you don't know and they send you a picture or a series of pictures or whatever, and you say to yourself, wow, this is too good to be true. Well, it is. Just get rid of that, because if you say in your mind, this is too good to be true, it is too good to be true. And
that's everything in life, right?
I think so. You would like to convince yourself that you're one of the very few that could attract a young, beautiful girl, and for some reason or the other, she would love you and maybe have a long-term relationship with you. But statistically, it just is not possible. You know, it doesn't happen. So get that out of your mind. If you think this is too good to be true, get rid of it right now, because scammers are smarter than you are, and somehow or the other, you will be seeing the money coming out of your pocket and going into their pocket.
We're talking to Reverend Wynn Henderson here on the Neil Haley Show. So this book that you're writing, it makes you really passionate, because you want to start to educate people about these scammers, especially how they are able to scam women and men by giving these great stories, a lot of times where they seem very attractive, seem like really good people to communicate with, and the person behind that picture is somebody completely different that's just looking to get your money.
Absolutely, and the FBI says that 82% of the victims currently are women, and 18% are men. So they've got a different kind of scenario and story for either men or women that they're trying to scam.
And you wouldn't think that many women would be scammed online.
Well, all I can tell you is what the FBI says.
Hey, I believe you, but it's like, you think it's 50-50, but I guess who knows with that situation and how they can bring these stories and get people to build trust, right?
Yeah, that's the issue. They will do everything in their power to get you to trust them before they ask you for the first dollar.
Wow. Well, I think this is very interesting, Wynn, and people can connect with you on social media and get ready to find out when your book is launching, where are the places they can kind of connect with you when on social media, website, all that stuff?
Okay, I have a Twitter account under Hugo, H-U-G-O, 77776. And you could also get to my website where I'm talking about addictive behaviors. It's Freedom from Addiction and then the number 3.com. And on that website, it will point you to my podcast, which is free and has 80 different talks on it that you can find out about scammers and what their problem is with terms of your addictive needs and things like that. And the book is called The Definitive Guide to Recognizing and Avoiding Romantic Relationship Scammers and Catfishers.
Well, fabulous. When cannot wait till the book's out to talk more about these things. I think you're really bringing out some great things, but you are the expert in addiction, all types of addictions. So people need to check you out, and thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you, Neil.
All right, take care. See you later. Okay, bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show. We'll be back in just a moment.